Across the Atlantic, the British are wrestling with some Supreme Court issues of their own. To be precise, they're establishing a Supreme Court for the first time. The role of Supreme Court has always been fulfilled in the past by the so-called law lords, 12 judges sitting in the House of Lords, the upper house of the British Parliament. In October, all that changes, as NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
You'll remember from your civics classes about the three branches of government: executive, legislative, judiciary, checks and balances, and all that. Well, the British, despite believing that they invented modern democracy, never quite got round to implementing that whole separation of powers thing.
Historically, separation of powers had never been part of the British Constitution.
Lord Harry Wolfe was, until 2005, Lord Chief Justice of England and Wales.
There's a lot of virtues in not having separation of powers. I had, under the old system, the advantage that I, although Chief Justice, was also a member of, in effect, Congress. So I could come down to Parliament and actually say, face to face, look, we've got these problems.
Certainly, few people accused the law lords, the final court of appeal that was embedded in the House of Lords, of being too much in the government's pocket. And if you read the news media or ask people on the street here, there seems to be almost no coverage of the issue, or even knowledge that the change is taking place. So the obvious question is, why is it happening? Tony Travers is a professor of politics at the London School of Economics.
There is a profound sense of disengagement with traditional politics, and indeed a lack of trust in politicians. This has led to a great deal of soul-searching about what might be changed constitutionally in Britain, believing somehow that constitutional change might re-engage the public or at least make them less suspicious of politics and politicians.
So in October, the Supreme Court will open here in Parliament Square, in the heart of London, opposite the Houses of Parliament. But it's not just the relationship between judiciary and legislature that's being targeted for change. Opposite me here is the still only half-reformed upper house of the British Parliament, the House of Lords, which is still, whisper it to your civics teacher, unelected. And then there's the rather cosy relationship between the executive, the government that is, based at No. 10 Downing Street just around the corner from here, and the legislature, especially the lower house, the House of Commons.
It is very close. Indeed, they are, you could say, joined at the hip.
Former head of the civil service, Lord Andrew Turnbull, was instrumental in pushing through the reforms that created a Supreme Court. And he wants to see more reforms across the British political landscape, including a reduction in the executive's ability to influence the legislature and a different way of choosing government ministers. Under the current British system, the Prime Minister chooses his ministers from his own party's MPs in Parliament, as though President Obama chose his cabinet only from the congressional members of his party. This, says Andrew Turnbull, means there is far too small a gene pool from which to choose capable ministers, and it can mean a conflict of interest for young, ambitious MPs.
Those who are aspiring to make their way up the political hierarchy will have a tendency to pull their punches. They won't want to be too troublesome. They won't want to get a reputation as part of the awkward squad. But that means that the scrutiny of the government's business is not as robust as it might be.
And then, finally, there's the question of the Constitution itself, which underlies all of this. Perhaps, unbelievably, to an American audience, Britain doesn't have a written constitution, relying instead on a mixture of parliamentary conventions, statutes and court judgments. Some reformers have now said, along with all the other changes, the British just need to get over themselves and their traditions and write down their constitution. But even at a time of change in this country, that still seems, at the moment at least, that it might be a step too far. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.